The state's environmental monitors are getting better access to the inside workings of cruise ships. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A new report on the Ocean Rangers program says 26 of 28 ships granted full access in July. That's significantly better than an earlier report from May and June showing only 18 of 27 ships complying with access requirements. Denise Koch manages the State Department of Environmental Conservation's cruise ship program. She says she talked to the cruise lines after the earlier report, and they responded.
We discovered that there were problems, and the Ocean Rangers said that they weren't getting sufficient access. We then, kind of asked Ocean Rangers, well, what are the things that are hindering your access? And once they gave us those examples, then I was able to go back and discuss those examples with the cruise lines and say, okay, these are the things that hinder access, and we need to eliminate these barriers.
Crowley Marine Services supervises the Rangers on contract with the state. Its August 15th report, covering the month of July, shows one ranger having access problems on board two ships, Holland America's Stottendam and Princess's Diamond. Koch says other rangers were able to get full access on both ships, and she's confident the problems have been solved. Groups that put the program in place are pleased with the improvement, but Gershon Cohen of the Earth Island Institute says he's not canceling plans to sue to force better access. Instead, he says he's putting his legal action on hold.
It's unfortunate that it takes a little bit of a heavy hand from DEC and a heavy hand from the citizens of the state threatening a lawsuit to make it happen when the law was clear to begin with. But if that's what has to happen to make sure the law is obeyed, then that's what we'll have to do, and we'll do that again as we need to in the future.
About 25 rangers are riding the cruise ships this summer, monitoring air emissions and water discharges, plus a variety of environmental systems. Koch says they've reported wastewater and oil discharge problems that are being looked into.
There have been a number of items that we have referred to not only ourselves, we've also referred items potentially to, for example, the Coast Guard if they may be out of our jurisdiction. But we haven't finished a case yet where we can come back to you and say, yes, this was actually a compliance problem.
She says the state will release information once investigations are complete. That includes June's greywater discharge in Chatham Strait involving the Royal Caribbean ship Rhapsody of the Seas. Greywater comes from showers and sinks. The Ocean Rangers program is in its first full year of operation after being approved by voters in 2006. It was part of the cruise ship initiative, which also taxes passengers, onboard gambling, and corporate earnings. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.